Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. And as I mentioned yesterday, today is also Plant the Flower Day. I know you're wondering what I bought for my kids to plant after school, but I'm not going to reveal it quite yet. First, I wanted to share a surprising update from Ella down at Maker's Garden. Remember how she had received a phone call from an angry customer because the art piece they ordered had gotten broken in the mail? And remember how Ella chose to respond with kindness? Well, just as she was getting ready to close up the studio yesterday, her phone rang again, and it was the same customer. But this time, they weren't angry. The replacement art had already arrived, and it was safe and sound. The customer said that as soon as they opened the box, it sank in how rude they'd been to Ella the day before. They were calling to apologize, to thank her for getting the new piece there so quickly, and to say that they plan to leave a positive review online encouraging others to order from her shop. I'm curious if you've had any experiences like this. Can you think of a time when either your kindness made an impact on someone else, or someone else's kindness made an impact on you? When you think of an example, go ahead and share it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Well, Ella was shocked, and as soon as she hung up, she called me. I asked her how she was feeling about all of it, and she said, "It feels really good. I'm glad they apologized, but I think more importantly, it made me feel like choosing to be kind was the right decision." I told her that I thought she was right. I also reminded her that being kind would have been the right choice, even if the customer had stayed mad. It feels great when we see the impact of our kindness right away, but sometimes it can take a while. It's also possible that we may never see the impact ourselves. It's still the right choice. "Kind of like seeds," she replied. "Exactly," I said. You see, we had a couple of options for celebrating Plant a Flower Day. I could buy a plant that's already flowering, and we'd get to celebrate the day with a beautiful display of color. I could buy a plant that would eventually flower, we'd just need a little patience. Or I could buy seeds and likely need a lot more patience, waiting for them to sprout, grow, and eventually bloom. And judging from my past attempts at gardening, it's possible we might need to try planting seeds more than once to see anything grow. When we choose to be kind and to show other people love and respect, it can be like planting seeds. It may not have a visible impact right away, but I really believe that when we love each other like God wants us to, it does make a difference. Okay, so back to the question of what we'll be planting this afternoon. Did I get plants or seeds? Do you have a guess? If you said plants, you're right. And if you said seeds, you're also right. One of my wife's favorite flowers is the zinnia, so we bought seeds from a couple different varieties to start inside and transfer to our outdoor garden later this spring. I also got some crocus bulbs that are already blooming, and they are absolutely beautiful. Now, I think my kids are really going to have some fun planting those, if for no other reason than they'll probably end up muddy. Okay, let's wrap up today with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the impact that kindness can have on us and on other people. Remind us that whether or not we see the impact right away, it's always the right choice. And especially when we don't see it, may our kindness be like a seed that takes root, grows, and eventually blooms into something beautiful. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Thursday. Plant some kindness seeds, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as together we celebrate something big.